If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
There's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Hello, Lou. How are you?
You know, I was at that baseball game last night when they booed the mayor.
You know, what I didn't know was how robust was the booing, Lou.
It was. I was there with our friends Joe and Sandra. Unbelievable feats, by the way. It was really fun. And he's up there. I'm like, the guy has been mayor for 30 seconds. We're already booing the guy. I mean, he really hasn't done that much.
So
I realize he's done a couple things, but
no. I think that was my point too. I mean, maybe we will boo him, and maybe he'll deserve it. I don't think he does right now. But it was pretty clear that the meter was to the left on him, huh?
Oh yeah, and he was standing right next to Andre Dawson. I was like, oh, here's Andre Dawson. Everybody loves him, and they showed him on the Jumbotron, and they were booing him. I'm like, all right, whatever.
I suppose
everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Well, and how about this, Lou? It's not even their opinion. It's just what you do. It's almost fun. Like, if you're Brandon Johnson, you must go, yeah, I know. It's sort of like a punch in the shoulder. You know, that's the joke, right? Hopefully.
I guess.
Boy, if they put Lou Manfredini up there, the place would go bananas.
I know. Thank you.
Hey, at your hardware store, then, you can't sell Mr. Fix-It. You own a couple of Ace Hardware stores. You can't sell incandescent bulbs now, right?
We cannot sell them. We had to take them off the shelves.
What did you do with them? What did you do with them, Lou?
Well, prior to the ban, you know, we marked them down like crazy. But, you know, what's important for people so two things. First of all, I mean, I get that a lot of people are like, oh, what are they doing? We're getting rid of the incandescent bulbs. The LED bulbs are so far superior in the energy efficiency of incandescent bulbs. And I heard you talking earlier. Yeah, they don't last 30 years like they used to, because what they've done is they've driven the cost down. So, you know, they definitely last longer than an incandescent. But, you know, you're not going to buy a four-pack for 99 cents like we used to, but it's getting closer to that.
Yeah.
And the color temperature, I mean, if I put it, you know, our entire home is all LED. They're all warm white. They're dimmable, all that stuff. It's there. And it's just a better use of trying to, you know, not use as much energy. And there are still some incandescent bulbs that you can buy, things like appliance bulbs, right, and, you know, some specialty items. But you know, the way the government did it, I mean, I've read a lot about this. You know, it's all based on how many lumens. So this is a big thing for people, is when you go buy these light bulbs now, in a very short matter of time, you will no longer see the wattage anymore. It'll be lumens. And so no one can sell a light bulb that does not produce more than 45 lumens per watt. An incandescent bulb, on average, creates like 16 or 18 lumens per watt, which is why they're no longer available.
I see. So you're getting more brightness, more light per watt.
From less energy.
Yeah. And that's it, right? Lou, this is the whole thing. Is if the globe wasn't warming, I suppose we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? This is about using less energy, right?
I put under cabinet LED lights in our daughter's kitchen. They're like these strip lights, and they use so much, so little energy. I said, don't even turn them off, because they have like multiple remotes. But like, you know, because the way their kitchen, because they just don't, you know, they just don't use any electricity. And so I really, you know, look, we don't ride horses anymore, right? So this, I mean, I get that this is a change and a lot of people don't like it, and they'll swear that the light temperature is not the same. But if I brought you in and put a fixture in there with a bunch of decent quality LED bulbs in the right color temperature, and I didn't tell you that it was an LED, you wouldn't know.
Lou, are you brand conscious? Should I care if I'm getting a GE or a Westinghouse or an Ace brand?
It's tough, because what's happening is a lot of private label stuff. So even the GE one, I can't tell you 100% that it's made by GE, right? It's probably made by some, you know, most of the stuff is produced in Asia. And so it's either Taiwanese, a lot is being built in Vietnam. There's still a lot built in China. But, you know, Philips, Sylvania, Fight, all of these, you know, they make decent products. You do get what you pay for. You know, if you're buying a four-pack of 60-watt equivalent non-dimmable bulbs, you're probably buying that for, you know, $6, maybe $8. On sale, you might get it for less. But when you get into the specialty bulbs, that's where they tag you. Three-way bulbs, dimmable bulbs, multicolored bulbs. Now there's all Wi-Fi enabled. I mean, there's all, you know, the my one knock, John, with the LED bulbs is it interferes with our AM signal.
Oh, really? In your home?
It can, depending on the quality of the bulb. And so, because if you think about it, it's not a filament, it's a diode. So there's a little bit of circuitry in there. And depending on the type of bulb or where it's located, I get calls all the time on Saturdays, say, hey, I put these LED bulbs in. And many times the reason that is, for those listening, is because you maybe have it on a non-universal dimmer, and you bought the dimmable bulbs, but the dimmer itself is not compatible, which is why you get the static.
Huh. Okay. I got to go, Lou. Anything else I should know about these?
Well, I mean, they're, you know, the thing is, like I said, retailers cannot sell them. So, you know, if you're dead set on finding some incandescent bulbs, you can go to the stores and probably they'll just give them to you, because at this point, I think we just have to throw them away.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, real quick, Lou, when my LED bulb does burn out, what do I do with it?
You throw it in the trash because it's actually not recyclable.
Oh, okay. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Too many components in there, so it just gets thrown in the trash.
What was that, Producer Pete? Okay, let's throw Bill in there real quick. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN with Lou Manfredini. What can we do for you?
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, Lou, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Can you explain real quick, Lou, about using an LED bulb for garage door opener? I replaced mine, and all of a sudden my door openers were not working right, and my lovely wife is the one that said ever since you changed the bulb in there, it hasn't been right. Apparently there's a special LED bulb you're supposed to use so it doesn't interfere with the radio frequency or something.
Yeah, there is. So there has been some instances. It's not, doesn't happen with everyone. I have a LED bulbs in my opener, and it has not been an issue. But with some openers, it's a frequency-based thing. And so you can either try a different manufacturer's bulb because it may be a different frequency, or specifically you go to either the hardware store or the big box, and there are garage door opener LED bulbs that have a different frequency to stay away from.
Wow.
The radio frequency of the opener.
How about that? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Good advice. Good to know. And for stuff like that, listen to Lou Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. here on WGN Radio. Okay, my friend. Good to hear you.
Have a great day.